It looks like February will end up as the second coldest on record. It's also the fifth snowiest. Pretty brutal. Although this weekend's finally feeling balmy, now that the mercury is zooming all the way up to normal. If you want consolation, you might turn to the sky. The universe seems like a frozen emptiness to be avoided rather than explored, and appearances in this case can be trusted. The cosmos is a vast icebox, punctuated by far-flung islands of unbearable heat. These nights, Orion, now at its highest of the year at nightfall, has more fiercely hot blue stars than any other constellation. Regions that could be considered warm, not hot or cold, but comfortable, are so rare as to be essentially non-existent. Of course, we happily live on one such planet, the only example of moderation in the entire known universe. Even Earth's Arctic areas are far more hospitable to life than Mars, the most comfortable planet outside our own. Some visionaries dream of Martian colonies, forgetting it's typically 100 below zero there, with no air to breathe and high radiation. Those volunteers you may have heard about, who are hoping to take a one-way trip to Mars a decade from now, will then have an average calculated lifespan of 68 days once they're on the red planet. All other planets are either hotter than a wood stove or else are unimaginable deep freezes, nothing in between. Not so long ago, space itself was thought to register absolute zero. Now we know that a 5-degree Fahrenheit temperature bathes the universe, the leftover heat from the Big Bang itself. So some little warmth is found absolutely everywhere, and perfect cold, to within a few billionths of a degree, only exists in labs here on Earth. This amazingly means that the coldest place in the known universe is right here. And stepping outside during the month that just ended, that's easy to believe. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.